This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
An annual event kicking off on Saturday from the City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Department. Tracy David, and good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what you're getting ready for.
Yeah, so every year we have a geocache event that the city puts on, and this year is our 14th event that we've hosted here in Roseburg. This is a fun, free, family-friendly event you can do. It's at an outdoors event, and unfortunately it looks like it's going to be raining on the weekend, but we're still having it. And how it works is you pick up your smartphone or GPS device, and you head out with some coordinates, and you locate 20 different hidden locations around the city. And five of those locations have an actual cache or some sort of compartment that has something inside. And then 15 of those are just locations that you need to go to and answer a question to prove you were there.
Wow. Now, it's interesting, the sport of geocaching, 25 years.
Yes. So it's kind of a milestone for this event this year, and we're going to help celebrate that with 25 years of geocaching. It started here in Oregon, actually. So that's really exciting that we get to be a part of that history. And we're going to celebrate with a little special prize for the first 25 passports that get turned into us that day.
And what's the prize going to be? Or do you not tell them?
It's just a surprise.
All right. And now, explain, as people get out there and do this, just how big this is in terms of, you draw people in from a lot of places.
Yes, we've drawn people from all over the world. I think off the top of my head, I can remember we had somebody one time from New Zealand. But mostly, we get a lot of folks from the West Coast, so Washington down to California. And last year, we had 255 people attend. So we're hoping we can top that this year and draw a big crowd, although the weather does tend to help. And last year was a beautiful sunny day. So we may see fewer numbers because of the rain, but that's okay. If you don't make it out to the event, you can always come down to City Hall, get a passport, and do this activity at your own pace on your own time.
And you don't have to find all of the caches on Saturday or even begin on Saturday to take part.
Correct. Yeah, you can. Well, first off, the event is from 9 to 2. You don't have to show up at 9. You can show up anytime between 9 and 2 at the large pavilion in Stewart Park and collect your passport and get started. And then we will be there till 2. So if you do finish and find all 20 before 2 o'clock, you can come back to Stewart Park, turn in your passport, and get your limited edition geo coin for completing it. But if you don't finish on that day, it's no problem. You can just bring your passport into City Hall during business hours to collect your coin. Or if it's on the weekend, we're partnering with Roseburg Hampton Inn and Suites, and they're doing a great job of making sure to collect passports and dole out those coins on the weekends.
So how do you find, after all these years, locations to put these out in a small community?
That is a great question. It's pretty tricky. There are definitely rules that we have to follow when you're hiding a geocache. For example, we can't hide it too close to railroad tracks. We can't hide it on private property without permission. You can't bury it underground. You can't put it too high where people can't reach it. So there are definitely rules we have to follow, which makes it a little tricky finding spots. But what's great about this year, since we're celebrating 25 years of geocaching, we're kind of going back in time to some of the locations we've used in the past and revisiting them in a different way. So a lot of the locations are places that people might recognize, especially if they've been going to coming here to do this event for all 14 events.
And it's interesting, too. You've got some folks that, some people just take this kind of casually, but for some, this is like almost an obsession.
Yeah, we have people who go try to hit every event that they can. People go up and down the coast you know, hitting those events in different cities or just making a trip across country to find geocaches along the way. And maybe you have a plan, a goal that you want to find one geocache in every state. People have done that before, one geocache in every country. It gets really fun the way you can kind of set goals for yourself and make a really cool adventure out of it.
Wow. So on Saturday, it all begins. If people want to find out more about how all this works, and if they come to the event, you've also got sort of like a Ask the Expert booth there.
Yes. Yes, we do. We have a great friend and seasoned geocacher, Mike Baker, who is a former Roseburg City Councilor and Parks and Recreation Commission chairperson. He's going to be hosting an Ask the Expert table. That's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
where you can come over, ask your questions. If you're new to geocaching, he can help you navigate that app. If you want to use your GPS device but don't know how to get started, he has experience with using a GPS device to find these geocaches. He's just there to help and answer your questions, and we're happy to have him to assist.
And I think it was him that originally sort of came up with this idea.
Yeah, he's the one who first suggested it as a way to get tourists into the area. And hey, it has definitely worked out, and we've been happy that we've been able to do it for so long.
All right, so it's happening on Saturday 9 to 2 at Stewart Park, the large pavilion. Where can people get more information?
They can check out our Facebook page at Roseburg Parks and Recreation, but we also have it listed on our website at cityofroseburg.org. If you're just wanting to do a quick learn about geocaching, there's a help center on geocaching.com, and you can go to their geocaching basics for how to find caches with their app, and they have everything they need that you need to know about the activity for a new geocacher.
All right, Tracy David from Roseburg Parks and Recreation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.